Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello. Oh, wow. Hello.
Nailed it.
Hello there.
Hello, children.
How are you doing here?
Hey, kids.
What have you downloaded?
You shouldn't be listening to this.
What are you doing here?
I was just finishing.
How did you
up?
Get out of the cage?
I made a mess.
What are you doing in here?
How much have you seen? I was just looking at some pictures on the internet.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is awkward.
Dark.
No, I had a dark. Scratch on my down there. I was just scratching it.
Oh, my God.
I spilled Coke all over the place. That's what all the paper towels are for. What do you mean? There's Coke all over here.
I moisturize my hands all the time. I really try and chat otherwise.
Man.
Don't worry, Eddie. Welcome back.
What a dark
start.
How
you guys doing? Yeah.
Good.
It's been a week.
Yeah, it's
of
been a long
pubs opening.
Yeah, yeah. Everything
in
is you guys.
Greater Britain.
Yeah, you guys are getting there.
I refer to this week as the hobo period. Everyone is looking so shabby because the hairdressers aren't open and everyone's got beards and looks like you could tell they've been either cutting their own hair or their wife/girlfriend has had a go. Yeah, they're not looking their finest, but
not looking tip top, not looking tight or fresh, really.
People are feeling the good vibes of booze generally that is being served in public places. You know, who knew that paying, you know, overpriced and, you know, sitting in the freezing cold to have a drink that you could just do, you know, and you have been doing for the whole year would feel so good, you know?
Yeah. Well,
strange,
I mean,
isn't it?
And
it's like a new experience. It's like going to a theme park.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a new lease on life, right? Everybody is just like, wow, shit.
Who needs Disneyland?
They're all the local
shitty pub.
They're all vaccinated. They're fucking ready to rock and roll, baby. They want to get out there. They're single and they want to mingle. They're two wild and crazy guys.
Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness.
They want to get out there.
So
I guess.
As I've been out in Bristol this week, I've been hearing we were chatting about the Bristol slang, right? And I thought I could ask you if you guys remember or know or can guess what some of the local Bristolian slag, what some of the slags they
see
are.
See if we can guess which ones are slags.
And yeah, then go on then.
Yeah. Okay, obviously, a classic like West Country saying would be gert lush.
Right. Gert lush,
Not which means familiar with that one whatsoever, but I'll...
That is a real Bristol thing.
I'll accept it.
Yeah, it means it's really good. It's like, it's awesome.
Well, it means rather nice. How about scrumpy sips? What's that?
Scrumpy? Isn't that like a type of cider or something?
It is. It gets you proper fucked up. Gets you fucked up.
Scrumpy Jack. Is that the one? Am I right about
this? Yes, it is. Absolutely.
There you go.
Proper scrumpy should come in a jug with a hoop. At the neck.
A Triforce branded jug?
Not a Triforce branded
jug.
No, that's for boiling water. That's for splashing it on prisoners.
That's for a prison assault. Yeah.
That's for survival. Yeah. Right.
That's for making a statement on day one. You wouldn't use a scrumpy jug because it has quite a narrow neck. You'd be there forever. Triforce jug is capable of proper, like a quick attack with boiling water in prison. That's specifically the use of the Triforce jug.
I feel like we've jumped right into this like slang thing, but there's an elephant in the room here. Can we just talk briefly about how Prince Philip has joined the rest of the Jedis now in heaven and speaks to us now from ghost form?
So he's joined the Sith along with the Pope.
We literally talked about him the week before he... He died. I felt pretty bad about.
I don't think you can feel responsible for triggering the death.
A 99-year-old man. I mean, it was
a man.
It's like we'd done it on a previous episode, so I don't think it was the trigger for anyone that was.
Well, he'd kind of been in the news a bit anyway because he wasn't very well. So
yeah,
he had a
heart condition.
He was probably on the front of your mind. Yeah.
But he might be a long-time listener, so that might be why he's not well. Like the first time he heard me do a stupid impression of him.
Yeah.
He was like on a downward spiral from then. And then this finally tipped him over the edge. That's my concern. So I would like to apologize to Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah.
And everybody out there that's a big fan of
interesting insight
racist
into
Uncle Phil.
I like the little glimpses into royal life that you get every once in a while, you know, when they do like a press release or whatever. After Prince Philip died, Prince Charles came out of one of his houses and made a little brief statement and referred to him as my dear papa, which is kind of, I don't know how to feel about it, actually. Like, it's on the one hand, it's kind of like, oh, you know, whatever, like that's his dad. But on the other hand, who calls their dad dear papa, like other than the royal family? You know what I mean? Like, it's just an upper class thing to say, right? I wouldn't know a single person who would ever refer to.
I'd like to sing a brief song about my papa. If I may. It goes like this. Oh, mine papa. Gosh. Oh, mine papa.
With the fucking...
You
it's
so
always the little,
fucking old.
It's the fucking facial expressions too, eh? He's
you like, can imagine it.
Like, it's like that, like... all the time. Oh, man.
There must be like this good shit. Psychology of still kind of having it... Because Prince Charles is 73 or something, right? He's a very old man, relatively speaking. But, you know, Prince Philip was 99.
Yep.
And you know, he was married for longer than most of us will live, you know.
Hey, listen to this, though, okay? On the topic of it being 99, and I was thinking about this, because, of course, rap superstar DMX also passed away on the same day.
He was 99 as well.
He was not 99, correction, he was 50. Which
69.
Which is pretty young, actually, to die.
Wow.
He's had some... I think he had issues with drugs and addiction, like pretty much his whole life and stuff. And a couple of years ago, he almost died as well. I think 2016, he just in a parking lot in New York just stopped breathing for a time.
Oh shit!
And,
I mean, that's probably a good move.
People were kind of worried about him then as well.
Holding your breath, it might have just been holding his breath.
Interesting to think, DMX who died at 50. The year DMX was born, okay, and like you remember DMX throughout like the late 90s when his big albums came out.
I thought he was dead already.
Right, okay. But when he was, with the year that he was born, Prince Philip would have already been 49 years old. That's insane, right? Like he's already kind of like pretty old and DMX is only just a little little babby, and then goes on to live 50 years, and then Prince Philip and him die at, on the same day.
Rich life. Filled wild, with hip hop and drugs, probably.
Yeah, and, you know,
and so hanging out. I actually, I didn't know any DMX songs apart from that X Gon' Give It To You, which
that was arguably his, like, biggest song. Like,
so I didn't realize that was him. Because I didn't like
what this. Other X did you think was going to give it to you, though?
Well, I thought, like, there might have been some other X's.
A different
that I, was
X. I thought there was Exhibit, another maybe. Rapper called X. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Exhibit could have maybe given it to you as well.
I
yeah.
think that's quite a cool rapper name, just X.
Well, he said
I'm sure.
X, go and give it to you.
Yeah,
and
well, I mean, he referred to himself often as X. So, like, I mean, you're
so
right.
That was,
it's like
that
a
was
quicker way.
Because
DMX, it's like calling yourself Christopher, you know? It's quicker to just say,
Chris, go and give it to you.
MC Christopher. Actually, that's not a bad. That's not a bad name, actually. MC Christopher.
Christopher.
Yeah.
It's never been a
strong
name.
It has to be Lil Chris.
One
it's
of the best names.
Lil something.
Lil Bow Wow. Lil Romeo.
Lil Chris. Lil Chrissy.
Yeah. Lil Kim.
Pissy Chrissy.
Pissy Chrissy. Little Pissy. Yeah. Pissy Piss Pants. Chrissy Piss Pants. this is triggering me hard, by the way. It's all the
good.
Memories are coming back.
Piss gon' give it to you.
Piss gon' give it to you. I piss myself.
I wonder whether, because, like, if you always hear, like, people, I don't know, does it change who you are if you always have this kind of authority figure? Like, once your father's died, I mean, fortunately, my father is still alive, so I don't really know, I don't really have a reference, but I wonder whether people feel more independent, or they feel like they're suddenly the patriarch, you know, or they feel more authoritative, because Prince Charles has spent his life as a prince, which has a title very much associated with youth and waiting and, you know, kind of being in the wings.
Yeah.
I wonder how much that's changed his psychology of, is, I wonder if his life has felt like he's waiting in an airport for a plane that's never come.
Oh, yeah. Poor Prince Charles with his life of massive privilege must be.
Yeah.
Just wish I was king some days, Camilla.
I just
Charles, you just need to wait for those other two crowns to die, Charles.
Camilla, I know, but old Papa, my beloved Papa, is clinging on. Who knows how long Mummy will go for?
But he's checking. He's one mug closer to the throne. You know, he's one step further now. I reckon it must change you as the way you think and act and behave. These types of things that maybe
he probably went through phases, you know, of it. There was probably a time where all he wanted was to be king, and then he's probably, now that he's older. I mean, I don't know him, obviously. And I have no insight into this whatsoever. I'm just pulling this right out of thin air.
Well, you're
okay.
The Londoner, P-Flax. You're the most likely to know.
Yeah, that's it. You live pretty close to him.
I'll pop round.
Yeah, just see if you can get past, like, the anti-pleb devices that they have installed all over their properties.
Fucking be going off right away. The moment I'm in vision of the palace.
But no, I like if I okay if I put myself in his shoes, and I got to the age of like 70 whatever. I think I'd be done, right? Like, I would just be like, you know what? I was ambitious at a time, and now I'm just like, whatever. I just, you know, I'm tired. I don't really want to do anything now. I'm kind of glad I didn't have to do it.
The other thing is he'd have to go through the whole hoo-ha.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? Not commiserated.
Jubilating.
He'd have to
whatever you call it. Yeah,
a right old jubilation. Coronation.
Yeah, coronation. Yeah, he'd have to go through all that. But yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting. I like every once in a while when the royals do sort of like feature again heavily in the news, and you get these like little insights or whatever.
I like it when one of them dies.
No, it's just like, I just like the little insights that you get into like their lives, but like you never know if they're genuine or not, right? Because they're so
public-facing. I guess they are the OG,
you know?
Reality TV.
Yeah,
family.
Yeah.
So I suppose it was always supposed to be this sort of role model, really, or something, or at least, if not a role model, at least something that, I don't know, it's always been, that's not a role model at all, but you know, so it is bizarrely royal. It's kept to arm's length, isn't it, with all of its ceremony and pomp and circumstance. And over time, they've had to continually evolve what the royal family is, especially in this century, you know, where so much happened.
Arguably,
you know?
Nowadays, there's a lot of calls for them to not exist. They're not relevant anymore.
But that's always
like
been
that.
The case. They were chopping their heads off 100 years ago, and then, you know, then obviously, you know, they sort of resolved after the Second World War to kind of just be this kind of cutesy mascot almost.
Yeah.
It's very strange, but they've obviously, their role has evolved over the, there's been various outcries over time of them. And it's like a history repeats itself as well over and over again with Harry and Meghan being the black sheep, doing, trying to be normal human beings. And kind of getting kicked out. You know, it's this strange cycle of, they keep making the same mistakes as well, you know, of being so weird and stuffy.
Yeah.
And it's almost stuck in their ways.
It's almost like people
they
never learn.
They can't help
learn.
But alienate people in their own family and behave in this way that's always, it's almost an unfixable problem, but it's by its very nature of how it is, and so it's appointed by God and all this.
There's a tremendous amount of support for them, though. Like, the outpouring of, like, public support for them anytime anything happens or anything they do, anything, it's crazy.
It's like having a dog, though. Do you know what I mean? Everyone, like, if some celebrity has a dog, everyone's going to be like, oh, I hope that dog sticks around. What a lovely dog. It's great to have a dog, isn't it?
Everyone, what are you on about? How is the royal family like someone owning a dog?
Well, it's because it's like just...
It feels like a part of your household somehow, right? There's some sort of comfort factor to it.
There's this weird patriotic kind of attachment to them as well. I think it's
utterly bizarre that people...
It is.
Like, it's just it's such an odd historical hangover, the whole royal family thing.
Yeah.
From, you know, I mean, we are still a monarchy, lest we forget. You know, we've got some weird thing where she's still the head of the state and the church and all the rest of it. It's odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
It's odd. I think a lot of people are wrapped up in the fairy tale idea, though, as well. These, you know, the classic idea of princesses and queens and kings and romance and living in palaces and that idealistic idea of what life is.
Just very divisive. I know a lot of people who really hate the royal family and what they represent, which is, you know, literally you're born into vast wealth and privilege, and the fact that it's still there is such a...
There's lots of ways to be born into vast wealth and privilege.
Of course.
Yeah, being of course.
But
yeah.
This is literally,
but
like,
I think it used
hey,
to be one of the
these
only
are,
ways.
These are your... This is your royal family. They're kind of super important and posh and dignitaries. It is, I mean, obviously you could just be born the son or daughter of a you know, Bill Gates or something, or, you know, obviously it's the same deal, but you're not publicly toadied to in the same way. I think it is strange that they're born essentially
toadied to.
It's strange. It is very strange. It's hard to explain to people who don't have a royal family that it's just
always been strange to have this kind of, like, this strange status, right, where you are at the top of that ladder, in the same way that schools like Eton still are going and have had these long traditions of the whole place is full of, you know, wealthy people with connections, and they've always gone there, and they still are elected prime minister every time. It's old Etonians again and again. And I read a little bit about Eton this week. So there was this guy who wrote about his experiences there. I think he's black. So kind of he experienced a bit of racism and a bit of, as you'd expect, in a place which is as predominantly, you know, white as, and kind of this like training ground almost for political haranguing, you know. So Eton has all these bizarre traits where it prides itself as this leadership school, but really it's kind of a suck up school, if you like, where, because the prefects elect the next year's prefects, right? And so in order to become and have status in this school, you have to be a suck-up. You have to be a certain kind of character. And you learn the way to placate and politicize, you know, as part of the social structure of the school. And so it has this kind of nasty side to it where you can be excluded or bullied, or people will work to turn people against you. And there's a lot of infighting and a lot of drama, I guess, we would call it. A lot of tattling behind people's backs and telling one person that another person said something about them, you know, and a lot of fighting of that and building factions. Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
honestly.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go there. Mm. I wouldn't want to even send my kids there. And then you have to spend a lot of money for the privilege as well. It's like, I don't know.
It doesn't really seem great. It feels like this sort of odd, very odd remnant of of old.
Yeah, it is. That is like a very sort of.
But you meet people from, you know, with a specific way of speaking, and you can't help but think about them a certain way too. You know, I think if I were to meet the Queen, I would have trouble not being very deferential and very not sure how to behave and wanting to obey rules, you know, and follow, I don't know, strange instructions and precedents. Oh, yes, you must bow three times and then, you know,
and all
nod
that
your head.
Stuff.
And,
yeah, there's a lot of old traditional stuff as well. Right?
Yeah, I think I'd find it very hard not to be respectful of these just bizarre kind of things that are really have no relevance in the modern world.
Do you think you ever get to a point where, like, you know, like the first time you meet the Queen, you're very, you know, aware of like the, you know, like the traditional stuff and like whatever. But then, like, the more you guys hang out, like, you're playing Super Nintendo every day or whatever, and you're hanging out a lot, do you think you'd get complacent with that? Like, you'd just, like, stop curtsying at some point, and then she would, like, remind you gently, like, you're meant to curtsy, and you haven't, sort of thing. And you're like, oh, shit, yeah, but I just beat you at 200cc, bitch. Like, what are you going to do about it? And she's like, curtsy! And, like, you know, you can't get away from it. Like, it'd be kind of weird. You know?
I mean, it must be weird trying to have friends as a royal, because, I mean, it'd be like being... Essentially, the Queen is the most famous person in the country. Her head is everywhere. Every time you spend money, her face is looking at you right there. She's a big deal.
Yeah, she
right?
is, yeah.
Her madge is a big deal. And I just think it would be impossible to have, like, a friend that you didn't think, oh, they're just my mate because I'm the Queen, innit?
Well, I think it's the same lonely. For most, like, you know, big celebrities and stuff like that. You know, oftentimes
yeah, but they can be mates with
them,
other celebrities.
No, I know, but oftentimes you hear them say, like, you know, I've got
that's how you get incest.
I've got everything, but I feel lonely.
Exactly.
And it's because the people who are around you, you're constantly second guessing them because you're like, why is this person interested in me? If I didn't have all this influence and money, would this person even care, sort of thing? You know what I mean? And they think
of
that
course.
About everybody, even other celebrities, right? Because
right, but those other celebrities tend to go out and marry and fuck other celebrities because then you know that you both have a stake in the game. If you would just date some normie, there's a chance that they're recording everything to go sell it to the National Enquirer. Like
yeah.
they might just be a nut who's like looking to bring you down.
Yeah.
So it must be, if you're the Queen, you couldn't just chill with a couple of homies. It would be tough. Because who's to say that Beryl over there isn't actually snitching to the News of the World?
Well, yeah, and I mean, there have been cases of...
And it doesn't even
you know,
have to be like juicy gossip. It could just be trivialities.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's got to be hard to make friends. And I think
who's that guy that made a career of it, basically? That
Paul Burrell.
That's the guy. Fuck me, man.
Former butler to
Princess Diana. And it, like, you'll always know about it, like, every time
Paul
he's on.
Burrell exclusive. Yeah. Die preferred neighbors to Home and Away. More on page 8.
Yeah.
He's still digging out memories of Diana, like some fucking weird psychic.
And the worst thing is that any time there's, like, a show of, like, you know, looking back or anything like that, they always get him in. Like, I don't know why they can't just say, like, okay, let's not include Burrell this time. Let's see how it goes, you know? Like,
I think it's the Americans, and you know, hear me out here, Americans. They're fucking obsessed with our royal family. They love it. And they're always, well, I mean, Oprah interviewed Meghan and Harry, right? Like, what, you know, why not... someone over here because they
the
give a
fairy
real
tale
shit.
Thing.
Yeah,
I
but
think,
they love
think
it.
About, I think I want to say about Americans is I think Americans have a high tolerance of super rich. Would
oh,
rather
they love
the super
them.
Rich remain super rich because they think that one day they will be super rich. And I think they're really chill about having the idea of a royal family and princes hanging around because one day maybe they might get to be a princess just on the off chance.
Right.
You never know. You know, or might meet a prince or meet a princess and. Maybe in a bar, and then, you know, we get chatting, and we have a lot in common. Maybe, like, they don't have many friends, they feel isolated, you know, they can't tell anyone.
Yeah, it's been a tough lockdown.
Isn't that a movie
with
J-Lo?
A stranger.
What's that movie where they meet a prince?
I'm dating them for a few years, and then finally they tell
There's
me off.
There's a J-Lo movie where she's, like, a maid or something, and then she falls, or, like, the rich guy falls in love with her or something
like
that.
Is that Maid in Manhattan?
I think it is. Yeah, I actually think.
Yeah, 2002 film Maid in
one,
Manhattan
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Directed by Wayne Wang.
Wayne Wang.
Starring Jennifer Lopez and Ralph Fiennes.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Power couple of the early 2000s.
Which one was the royal one?
Ralph Fiennes. He was in everything. You remember, like every goddamn movie that came out in that period of time.
He is still in a lot of stuff. Yeah. I love Ralph Fiennes.
I think J-Lo would make a pretty good princess, though. J-Lo is a princess, basically. The modern equivalent, yeah.
Fucking acts like
and
one.
She looks great, like, considering she's, like, kind of old now. She's still looking pretty good, you know? Like, I guess one day maybe that'll change, but enjoy it while it lasts, I guess. I'm sure J-Lo is. Jeez.
Well, us or her.
Well, all of us, yeah.
We'll enjoy it. All parties involved.
Everyone
should enjoy
J-Lo while it lasts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one of the finer things in life, I would say.
That would be the introduction. Here's J-Lo to present the award, and everyone, enjoy her while she lasts.
Damn, she's still looking
fine. Enjoy her while she lasts.
We're not sure how long for, but...
Let's make the most of it. J-Lo, come on up here. Shake it while you can, baby. Let's see something.
Hey. You guys, you two listening right now.
Oh man, sorry, I can't pay attention to you. My bush is out of control. It's stressing me out.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you over the sound of my vast bush.
It's all muffled because of this bush.
You need to try out our sponsor today, Manscaped, as these products will be life-changing.
Is there cream for my balls?
Yes, and you can win a ball sack beauty contest if you sign up today. Manscaped.com, you can use the code Triforce to get 20% off. It's an exclusive discount. Okay.
Oh wow.
And there's a lawnmower, there's like special creams, there's like cologne.
Yeah.
You can revive the ball skin if it's getting all dry.
Listen, you get 20% off, but you can take 100% off your balls.
That's stubbled in hair. Yeah.
We won.
You can. And you can leave them smelling irresistible. You can make sure your balls are perfect for that Tinder date. You know, when she's going to be blown away.
Yeah.
And you will be blown just in general.
Oh, as well. Just leave that. Leave a pause. Awkward pause. That's right. Manscaped.com, code Triforce to get 20% off and free shipping.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is what happens when they don't provide a script.
Thank you. For your help.
You can support them. Manscaped.com, code Triforce, 20% off and free shipping. If you've still got bush, you should fix that. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
On with the show. So, yes, I have got a list. This is my prep for this week of Jersey slang.
What happened to Bristol slang?
We'll do Bristol more. And then let's do Jersey. Let's see if I can get any of them.
I'll ask Sips the Bristol slang and then I'll ask P-Flax the Jersey slang.
Okay. I might not even know any of it, but we'll see.
What is Cheers Drive, Sips? Cheers Drive.
I have no idea. I've never heard
that.
That's
what you say to the bus driver
life.
When you get off. Come on.
Is it?
That's right. That's what
is
you
that
say
a,
to the
is
bus
Is that a
driver.
Bristol thing?
It's particularly Bristol.
Oh, I thought,
yeah.
I thought we were on Jersey stuff. Sorry. Okay. So we're on Bristol stuff still. Okay.
Sorry. You got to put your mindset.
Getting Bristol. Yeah,
okay. Like, let me get my
imagine
my,
you're in Bristol. Cheers Drive.
Yeah. Okay. Now
that means
this is the, some of these are quite common across the West.
See, we would say hail to the bus driver, like where I come from. Hail to the bus driver.
You would say that as you got off the bus.
Yeah.
That sounds like a kind of
hail
to the bus driver.
Bus driver.
What is Arca E? Arca E.
Is that like a Christmas thing? Like hark all ye angels. Joyous and triumphant.
It's sarcastic. Like, oh, get a load of this one here.
Oh, right, okay.
Ooh, Arcady.
Completely off.
Look at you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's sort of used if someone's being a bit flash.
It's derogatory rhetoric.
That's right. this one you might actually get, P-Flex, but this is hard. Gashead.
A gashead?
A Bristol Rovers fan. Oh, my God. That's
Flex.
Very
You're
specific.
You're like a trivia master here.
That is a bit of masterful trivia.
Hey, just a slight off tangent on this exact topic. A show that I've discovered recently that I'd never really bothered with before, but I am actually liking, and it's on tonight, is Taskmaster. Holy crap, what a show.
Taskmaster, a fantastic show.
Oh,
it's one
so
that
good.
All the people in Yogs watch.
I love it. I've been watching it a lot, and I gotta say it's a great one. I love the humor. I love
really
the quirkiness. It's just such a well done show. Anyway,
I have a show to recommend as well, very quickly, if I may. Which I am extremely late on this, but Line of Duty.
Oh,
which is
wife loves that. I started watching a bit of it, and I liked it, but I just never got back into it. But she's watched all of it.
I'm so into it. So Series 6 is out, like, now, I think, or Seraph 7.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's
got, what's her face from, you know, the Scottish woman who's been in...
She was, Kelly MacDonald.
Yeah, she was in Boardwalk Empire, and she's in...
she was in Trainspotting. She's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd never really watched any of it. I'd walked in on Mrs. F watching it. She was like rapt.
Yeah.
You know, rapt attention. I was like, what are you watching? She's like, Line of Duty. I was like, no.
Line of Duty.
I just thought it was like, Line of Duty. So it's just like, I thought it was just another police show. Let me tell you something.
It sounds like another police show.
It does.
And honestly,
it is another police show, but it's a pretty good one.
It's a belter. I love this show.
It's actually pretty good, yeah.
No Omar, though. I feel like now I need to have Omar in all my police shows, you know? Like, I need to have that.
I'm going
to
go so far as to say that this feels like the British Wire. In a way,
I think characters from
previous episodes will pop up.
Yeah,
it's quite long story arcs.
Yeah,
it's quite detailed, and it's very specific to the procedures of the police. So there's a few things that they do. In the episodes, quite consistent. I'm only on series two, so no spoilers, please. One of the things they do is when they interview someone, they seem to have gone for as authentic as they can, whilst also then chucking in absolute bonkers stuff that would blows your mind. But if they interview anyone, they push a button on the recording and it goes for like 5 seconds. And then it goes, just for the record here, I'm DCI Cumlany with DC's Spunkers and Shithouse. And we're interviewing the suspect under caution.
And then, aye. And then DCI Cumready's here as well.
Cumready. What's this? DCI Shithouse, if you'd like to proceed, please look at exhibit 43HG47, which, as you can see, is a picture of my butthole. If you'd just like to have a look at that. I'd like to step in here and say this is against police commission guidelines. You take that up with the DCSI P34. Okay, Will, I'm coming in from AC15 and I'm telling you, you've got to sign this now. And it's all very procedural.
It's procedural, yeah. It's like a very, very police procedural show, right?
There's no humor in the show, like, to date. In the 12 episodes I've watched, it is a humor-free zone. So the humor is in how seriously they take it. And there's this guy, Ted Hastings, who says things like, let me think, he's Northern Irish, I think. He's certainly Irish. So he'll say things like, Your team were boss in the game and you've given away a penalty and stuff like that.
Jesus Christ.
I love it. It's so funny. And he says, Mother of God, quite often. And God give me strength and stuff. And sort of puts his head in his hands. Everybody's very somber and serious. And they seem to hide, when it comes to women that are on the show, they all have to have quite big eyes.
Yeah.
And they have to
stare quite a bit. Eyes are humongous.
She has big eyes.
Yeah.
But there was another lass called Georgia who was in it for a few episodes. She had quite big eyes. It's interesting because when I was watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all the ladies on that show had to have very big bosoms. Very big bosoms. All of them.
So, right. I love the use of the word bosoms.
I love the word bosoms. It's a great word. So,
go for it.
Because it's kind of friendly, the word bosoms. Like, if you say tits, that feels like, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It's the same thing.
It's also gender
thing.
Neutral. You know, you could say, you know, bosoms for a man.
Yeah,
you could say, yes,
absolutely.
I hugged him to my bosom. It just means, you know, your chesticle area doesn't necessarily mean you've got bazongas there. You might just be, like I am, just ripped. And it might just be, muscle.
If you had really gigantic tits, would you, like, just be used to having them? Or do you think, as a superhero, maybe sometimes they would get in the way, sort of thing? Like, as a guy, I got a pretty big Johnson. But, like, if it was any bigger, for example, comically bigger, I would find it hard to fight crime with.
I'd
have to wear something really tight to keep it packed in for sure.
Well,
if you're in
a fictional series, you can be any way, Sips, and that will never impede you. The size of your ass or your Johnson will never get in your way.
And you never see a male superhero with, like, just a big ass. Like, you know, just, you know, sometimes you see like a man who just has, like, kind of a big ass, like a. Not even like a well-toned horse's ass. It just looks like a...
Like J-Lo's ass, but just
like
on a man.
Yeah, but like on a man.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Like, let's get a superhero who is just kind of out of shape.
I'm ready for a butt implants guy, a gritty British crime TV show.
I just want a superhero who's just a little bit out of shape, you know? He's got like that Teletubby shape.
Oh, you want him to have like a dumper, like a fat dumper.
Actual dumper. But like still, I don't want him to be so big that he can't move around and fight crime, you know, like he still has to be, but like I don't want him to also be
I want
super
him to
muscular.
Do an interview, grill like a suspect, and then when he stands up the chair's stuck to his ass.
The sides just couldn't fucking separate themselves
Andre
from
the
his
giant
hips.
had a big ass. Andre the Giant's ass was enormous.
He did
apparently
he had a very sort of Teletubby shape as well, didn't he?
He did,
yeah.
He used to have the shit in the bath and then wash it away with the shower hose.
You gotta respect that. You gotta respect a guy who realizes that and then does it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what choice does he have?
Well, I think most people would just be like, well, the toilet, this is what the toilet's designed for.
No.
You know, going for it. Have to use the toilet no matter what.
What do you mean no?
Look, if you had to take a shit, imagine that the scales are up, right? Imagine that guy is obviously huge, and so a toilet maybe to him is the size of a saucepan, or maybe even smaller, like a Tupperware. Or an ice cream.
A little Tupperware.
Or butter.
Like the little Tupperwares that you put like carrot sticks in.
It would be like
let's just say he's so big that it's like trying to poop in a butter.
It's like an egg cup. Yeah.
In an egg cup?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, that's the scale's wild.
That's stressful to think about.
Are you saying you'd rather just go in the bath than try and like poop in an egg cup?
That would be a good Taskmaster challenge, actually. Do diarrhea into an egg cup, but none of it can spill over. So you'd have to have perfect control over your diarrhea. And aim as well. Yeah.
So here's
and
the
that
thing.
Would ruin your breakfast.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. It would be ruined.
So he was obviously an enormous guy, Andre. I mean, the clue is in his name. You know, Andre.
Andre. Yeah, that's the clue.
So there was a podcast where I think it might have been on the fucking Joe Rogan podcast, which is a shame, but because he's a dickhead. But there was a guy on there who was a wrestler,
just casually throwing out some beef towards the biggest fucking podcast.
It was probably Jake the Snake, right? Was it Jake the Snake?
It might have been Jake the Snake who was working with him.
Yes,
and he essentially had to drive him around.
Yeah, that was Jake the Snake.
So it was a really good story where he said that Andre was like, he didn't speak much English. He was like, beer.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay. So he had to stop to get him some beer, and he went in and got him like a six pack. He was like, no, a crate of beer.
Yeah.
So he had to get like 36 cans of beer. And in the time it took to drive from like the offie to the hotel, which was like an hour's drive or whatever, he'd necked the lot.
Yeah.
Like he drank
a huge
amount.
A gigantic man. Like just
he
nothing
was a big
affected
guy.
Him. Yeah.
So he would have to poop in the bath. Now, Lewis, I understand that's not normal behavior. That's why it's a story about Andre the Giant. Because, you know, if you're pooping in the toilet, he must have tried this and had experience with it.
He wasn't that big.
He was enormous. He was absolutely
huge.
Enormous.
He
how big,
big
was Cope? How big are these basketball players?
He looked
players?
Big compared to other wrestlers. That's how big Andre the Giant was. They're all big.
He was 7'4". That's huge. But how tall are some of these basketball players? What's his Yao Ming or whatever his name is? Well, how tall is that guy?
Right, but there's tall.
I think Manute Bull was pretty tall.
There's tall,
or
and then there's tall and wide. So the difference
is. So Yao
between...
Ming is 2 inches taller than Andre the Giant was. Are you saying Yao Ming has to shit in a bath as well? I'm just saying.
I'm saying that Andre the Giant's ass is bigger than the entirety of Yao
Andre
Ming.
The Giant was 7'4 tall and 7'4 wide as well. This is what Flax is trying to say. He was
were like the size of a normal person's entire chest. Like his hands were fucking huge. The dude was massive.
So are you saying that an ordinary toilet to him was just like a Coke can
imagine
to us, and he just crushed it?
I know. I'm just saying this man has experience.
Imagine you had the BFG over for lunch, right?
Can
He's
you imagine if you had the BFG over for lunch, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he left, and you went into your bathroom, and you went, oh, I have a nice bath. You go and look in the bath. It's just like a fucking German sausage in
he
there.
He knows what happens when he shits in a normal toilet. It gets stuck. He doesn't want a stuck toilet.
The pipework is fucked after he's done in there, too.
So he goes in, and also it's much harder to get rid of a very, very large stuck poop that's in a toilet than it is if you're in the shower. That's his theory.
So he shits in the tub, and then he sprays the shower on it to, like, break it up and, like, liquefy it so it goes down the pipe?
I'm not saying it's a pleasant situation. I'm sure that Andre the Giant would love it if toilets were big enough to accommodate what is undoubtedly the biggest poo you've ever seen.
Fucking hell, why don't we just take him out in the road and let him shit in the road like a horse and we'll just put some fucking hay on it? Jesus fucking Christ. What? Where are we going?
I just got this amazing visual of Andre the Giant in his wrestling leotard unstrapping from the one arm and just squatting in the road and taking a crap. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Guys will come along with a shovel and they'll be like, that's the good for the cabbages. Do you know what I mean? Fucking, right. What are we doing?
I'm just saying the lad had no choice. Like, him being that size, it was a curse. Couldn't use a normal toilet. Doubt that any women could have sex with him because his hog would have been so mighty.
I feel like toilets are like... I mean, the scale here is like off the whack though. It's toilets are not that small. They're big, right?
They're
like,
big compared to you. Fall in them. You're likely to slip in and get sucked down by the vortex of the flush. You're a small
Andre
lad.
The Giant is like 1,000% bigger than the average child, though. This is what Flax is trying to say. Like, he's huge. Like, if he sat down on a toilet, it'd be like that time Homer Simpson was on the little clown car. You know, like going.
Okay, look. Here's an example. You know, in the toilet, sometimes there's a kid's urinal, and that's the only one you can use, and it's like lower.
Yeah.
Right? And you can reach it, it's fine, right? Are you saying that he wouldn't be able to use a normal
human? I'm saying
human...
I very much doubt that a toilet. I mean, if you go to America, there are certain places where the toilets are much bigger than normal. And the choke on the drain pipe is much bigger than normal because they have to accommodate the huskier butt. Like, it has to, you know, these are some big asses coming in.
That's
here.
That's such a weird thing to think that there's such an industry around people who are big now. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
I'm saying that it's all very well judging the man for shitting in a bathtub and then washing it away with the showerhead. It's disgusting. What choice does Andre have? What choice does he have?
I don't know if this is true anyway. We're going to move on.
No, lots of opinions, lots of passion in this one as well. Everybody really wants to get their bit in.
Sips, what is a babber? Babber.
A baby? Is it a baby?
Isn't actually, no. It kind of means sort of my loved one. Someone I care about.
Oh,
it's like
right.
kind of a term of endearment. It's like right. something that you say to someone as a... My friend, my babber.
My
lover.
Babber, right, okay.
Yeah,
no,
you can call them babs as well.
I'm not familiar babs. With that one either.
I haven't heard anybody say that before.
You haven't heard of that?
No.
I'm not from Bristol, though. I'm not from that part of England at all, so.
Do the Jersey one, let's hear it.
Yeah. I don't know, I've never heard of any of these, so tips.
I probably never have either, but I'll try my best. I'll try my best.
Bishies. What are bishies?
No idea.
Is that a very fancy way of saying bitches?
No, it's
bishies.
Apparently a slang term for sideburns.
Oh, right. Bishies. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe my wife's mum would probably know a lot of these. We should get her on one day, actually. She'd be interesting.
Well, in that case, imagine she's here.
Right.
Put yourself in the mind of her.
Right.
What is a grolly bag?
No idea.
It's a handkerchief. Apparently.
Right. Okay.
What is a mullard?
Is that a
mainlander?
Yes, probably. Someone who is a bit daft or unintelligent.
Oh,
right.
Okay. A mullard.
Right.
What is a pushdang?
Pass.
An umbrella?
Sips, you are hopeless at these.
I know.
You are not a true Jerseyite. Did I need to find
these are probably like things that 80-year-olds say, though.
A pushdang
to be fair.
Is a bicycle.
Oh.
There you go.
Right.
A hang.
Is it like a expression of fatigue instead of deep
regret?
I'm done. Forget it. It's over. This is no good.
Yes, it is.
Is that what you would say after you've been forced to shit in a bathtub and wash it away with the hose?
Probably. Well, no, you might say cry.
Oh, by cry, I've heard. That's like
by cry.
I don't know what it actually means, but it's kind of like I'm trying to think of the context where people would say it. Because my wife's mom would say that sometimes. Like a really, really, really old Jersey saying, but
is
it's
like by Christ almost
kind of, yeah, I think so.
Oh, it must
like
be.
You would sort of use it in the same sort of context that you would that I think. What, I might be wrong.
What is a Colin Machon? A Colin Machon?
A Colin mashup. No idea. I don't know.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but apparently it's the Jersey word for snail.
All right.
So this is like an odd mix of almost French, some of these, obviously.
Well, there is a Jersey dialect called Jerseyaise, which is an offshoot of French. It was like the French, the French used to call it like peasant French, like almost like farmer French sort of thing. And it's still around, but it's more like historically used. Like, I don't think people actively use it, but back in the day, like a long time ago, it was fairly commonly spoken, I think, but it does look like butchered French when you see it spelt out and stuff. It's
what is Crefton? Crefton?
No idea.
Zips?
No idea.
P-flex?
Crefton.
I guess I gotta leave my garage more often, right? And get out there.
Is it one word?
Yeah, maybe mingle? I'll give you. We're at the pub.
I want to get my Crefton means to get drunk then.
No, it's someone who is tight with money, especially when it comes to buying drinks.
Bloody well, Crefton.
Right.
All right.
Fucking Crefton.
Okay. And then what is Shag? You might have been called this.
No,
Shag.
Never.
You've never been called Shag, not by none of the other Jersey
Nobody
dads.
Would dare.
Does
Nobody
it mean handsome?
It's another word for mate.
Ah.
Oh.
Yes. I think mate in the sense of friend mate, as opposed to
These
love
are really, these would be, these are really old things to say. Like, again, like my mother-in-law's generation probably wouldn't even say it. It would probably be like her parents that would have said it, right? So people who were born in
the 20s
or whatever.
You've done terrible. What
sorry,
about?
Sorry.
Jeez. Well,
While I was looking for that, I found something which might work better for you, Sibs.
Right.
New Jersey slang.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be hopeless at this, too, but like,
we'll
I'll
get
try,
it all.
I'll try.
We'll get
I'll
it
try.
All. No yeah. problem.
So,
let's go.
So, down the shore.
Down the shore. Let's go to the beach.
Go to
the beach. That is it.
Go to the beach.
That is it. Go to the beach. That's right.
It's pretty straightforward. Nice.
What about?
You're one for one.
Let's go to Benny.
Go to Benny?
Like an ice cream.
Go to Benidorm.
It's an ice cream. Let's go get an ice cream. It's got to have something to do with ice cream.
It's not so nice word for the people. It's not a place.
It's homophobic, right. Isn't it?
It's people who infiltrate the Jersey Shore during the summer. It's kind of like like tourists, I guess.
Like the Bucket and Spade Brigade, like they would call them.
That
over
must
here.
That must be it. Yeah. Wawa.
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 My wife.
It's
the police.
It's a convenience store. It's a really great place to shop. The best place in Jersey, the
go
chain.
Get some, go get some cannolis at Wawa.
Yeah, that's what it is. Pork roll?
A pork roll? Now,
is that
what
like
kind of bread you having on that?
Some gabagool.
They take their pork rolls very seriously.
A hard roll.
Yeah, they
a
take
hard
the,
roll.
But it's got to have pork in it. It's very hard. You got to have the exact right combination or it's not a Jersey pork roll. I remember a friend of mine, a guy claimed he was from Jersey, and my friend was like, "You ain't from Jersey." He goes, "Oh, what kind of bread are you having in your pork roll?" And he was like, "Oh, just regular bread." He was like, "No, this guy ain't from Jersey. Get him out of here." Like he you know, you had very specific.
It's a hard roll.
Yeah.
With egg and cheese, you have your pork
roll.
Right,
you got to have it just right.
It's breakfast. It's just breakfast meat. You know, it's delicious.
Probably like sure. Spam, right? It's like spam.
Basically.
I love
well,
spam.
Well, also, there's Taylor Ham. That's a different one, apparently. It's like a rival. What are disco fries?
Hold on, let's think about this one.
Is it like glow sticks? Like rave glow sticks?
Don't think too hard. It's not that. No.
Is it just... I give up.
What comes into your mind? Disco fries.
Weed.
It's just French fries topped with cheese and gravy.
Oh.
There you go.
That's
all
it is.
That's
like poutine almost.
It's like poutine.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Basically.
Why do they call it that though? I mean, just call it...
Because you get them after you've been to the disco. You come out of the disco, you're tired, you're hungry, you get
you
some
get
disco,
the disco fries.
And then we're going to go down to the shore. Hey!
What's a hoagie?
That's a big old
it's
sandwich.
Like a, it's like a big sandwich. Yeah.
I guess. It's like a. It's also sometimes known as a hero.
Yeah,
or
a hero
a
sandwich.
Grinder.
Yeah, yeah.
What is a tomato pie?
Tomato pie. It's a pizza.
It is a pizza. Well, not really. It's kind of like a more like focaccia-y, like pizza-y thing.
Right.
Because none of these things, none of these like American pizzas are actually like pizza at all, are they? Or at least the Americans say, yeah, it's nothing like a pizza.
I mean, that fucking...
It's like a bread with tomato fucking, and cheese on.
Yeah, that it's fucking like, deep dish sounds, they do. What is it, Chicago deep dish? Have you ever seen one of those things? Oh my God, it looks disgusting.
It's just like a, it's like a bit of pastry with sauce
stuffed,
poured in.
Stuffed crusts as well. Oh man, I don't know how anybody eats that stuffed crust. It's just too much. Like one slice and you're dead.
Yeah. The boss. Who's the boss?
The boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
The boss. The boss. That's Bruce.
It is Bruce Springsteen.
Why is that surprise? Everybody knows it's Bruce Springsteen.
Everybody knows
he's the
that.
Boss.
I don't know if everyone knows that.
Believe me, they know.
Well, now you know. No,
do they know now?
No, they
do
know
now. Everybody
knew, and they now. No.
What about AC? Where is AC?
Atlantic City.
It is Atlantic City. That's right. And finally, something which is very trifle-centric, jug handle.
Nice.
What is a jug handle?
Is that like something that you assault another prisoner with?
What, after you finish jugging them?
A jug handle. Is it like a love handle?
No.
Oh, I don't know then.
It's a Jersey left. Does that help?
Oh, they take a left turn then. So you bang a left.
No, it's like a extra bit of an intersection been added to help you turn
right.
left.
Oh,
so
right. It's an extra bit on the right-hand side. So you turn off to the right, and then you go on. It's like a slipway onto the adjacent road, you see. And so
right.
then you can...
Clever.
You don't have to cross the whole intersection.
Oh, that's
you just
good, yeah.
cross onto the other road.
That's a good idea.
They got a lot
it
of stuff like
idea.
That on American roads to help you get around, you know?
Yeah.
It's very
well,
driving.
Well, they've got a lot of space.
Country.
A lot of space, yeah. a lot of cars. But when I went to Boston, the other guys... This was for a Dota thing. The other guys were joking about, you know, bang a right or bang a left sort of thing. Because the driving is meant to be even worse in Boston than the rest of America, which, believe me, Americans, is saying something. You guys are terrible drivers, just saying. The van that picked us up from the airport to take us to the hotel, we were in a car accident on the way to the hotel. I mean, having been warned about the driving in Boston, this guy just turned into us and a school bus.
Nice.
And he was like, hey, what are you fucking doing? Hey! But, you know, in a Boston accent.
Well, you see, like, these other countries, like Vietnam, where they just seem to have no road crossings.
Well,
or,
not,
like,
they don't
any
even have
kind of
markings on the roads, yeah.
And it's just this chaotic
India
mess.
India is like that as well, isn't it?
But apparently, like, that's in a way quite safe because the lack of markings gives people awareness, right? And so they're very constantly paying attention. Whereas when you're given very strict markings, you follow them. And anyone who breaks that ends up,
this is
you know, getting,
this,
yeah,
the,
getting
no,
conked.
No, that's bollocks. Road safety,
it
road
does
safety
sound like bollocks,
is
doesn't it?
Unbelievably bad in most of those countries.
But that's one of the things they do in the city centres is they've been nowadays removing markings, right? And making this weird... I watched a video about it on YouTube about how like it's actually safer to, you know, take out markings and just have this weird car plus person byway where everyone just mixes together and... It's just a mishmash, and it's apparently
so
caused less accidents.
Which six countries do you
it's counterintuitive,
think? Which six
flex.
Countries do you think are safer than the United Kingdom for driving? There are only six countries in the world with less deaths per year. Which do you think?
Canada?
New Zealand.
New Zealand is not one of them. Canada is not one of them.
Japan.
Are you serious?
Japan is not one of them.
I thought Canada would be one of them just because it has a lower population, it's a bigger place. Like,
Canada's...
You know.
Twice as bad as Britain.
All right, wow. Okay, what about Iceland?
Nope.
Bad roads. Think of good
Peru.
Roads.
No. God, no. Shall I give you one? I'll give you the two. I'll give you three that are...
Italy.
That you'll never
they use
get.
All the horns.
No, Italy is awful.
That helps.
So
no.
Monaco, okay. Hong Kong, and the Federated States of Micronesia, very safe. There are three...
Don't
there are
give
three,
me those.
There are three... I didn't give you those. I'm giving you those because you'll never get them. I'm giving you three
okay.
countries... That are not that far from us that are safer.
France.
No.
Belgium.
No. Think of
Netherlands.
Germany.
Denmark.
No. Think of somewhere where you would
Finland.
Think that is the home of safe
Norway.
Cars. Norway is one of
Sweden.
Them. Sweden is the other one. What's the
Switzerland.
Third? Switzerland. You've looked it up. You've looked it up. Quite
no,
clearly.
No, I'm just naming European countries.
Okay, well you
he was
you
just thinking of those smart places.
All three.
All right,
well
fair
done.
Thank you, thank you.
Really, Sweden. Surprising, because you'd think the bad weather would cause more slipping and accidents and all the stuff. You
no,
know?
I mean also, obviously it's a lot of space for less people, which is a you know a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You think the weather, but they have think of Volvos, man. Very safe cars, you know, very safe cars in Sweden.
Well, that just because they're safe doesn't mean they crash into stuff less.
Well,
yeah.
I'm talking about
you know
I'm talking about deaths per year. That was the statistic.
Oh, right.
I love Sweden, man. I would like to. I actually would love to live in Sweden one day.
Yeah, I think they've got
it sewn up. Like, it just seems like such a great country.
Yeah, the people, it's great.
Everybody I've ever met from Sweden's been pretty nice and stuff too. They're always like pretty chill. You know, like I don't know. It just seems like such a nice place.
So, by the way, for anyone saying, well, that's because they got those cars. So, if you go per 100,000 motor vehicles per year, the list is not that much changed. San Marino, Norway, Switzerland, Sweden, Finland, us, then Japan. So we're doing all right.
Wow.
I got some London slang here.
Okay.
I wonder if you know these.
The apples sips. And pears and
go on,
no. More just kind of.
These are more modern.
It's not Cockney slang then. It's just sort of.
Yeah, like what is. Do you know what peng means?
Yes, peng, mate. She's well peng. It's a peng ting. It's good.
It means, well, good looking. Yeah, I guess.
Right.
She's a peng ting. But you can also describe pretty much anything as peng. I believe.
Like a painting, but not.
No.
Do you know what? This is quite a good one, actually, irrelevant for the pub. What is next man? What's a next man?
Next man. He's next man. He's the guy who's after
you. The guy who has to... The guy who's after... Is it the guy, the next... The
he's
person
the
who's got to pay
the
for the next round
the
or something? Oh, it's that guy.
No, it's not. It's someone who joins in a conversation when they're not involved.
Oh.
Apparently.
I like that one. I've never heard that.
That's me in this podcast a lot of the time.
That is both of my kids almost all the time. like fairly consistently.
I feel you find that sometimes at the pub, Jerry, or like, you know, back in the pub, the heady pub days.
You get that on airplanes sometimes too. If you're traveling with somebody and you're having a chat, sometimes somebody will just like butt in. You know, and then you're still on a 10-hour flight and that it becomes really awkward because they've joined into a conversation and then you sort of have to acknowledge them for the rest of the flight and maybe talk to them again and stuff. Have you ever had that?
Yeah. What about? Okay. Yes. Well, what about Chung?
Chung?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'd describe you as really Chung.
Oh. Extremely right. Handsome.
It is, apparently. Yeah.
Big balls, but really, really small penis.
Huge testicles, but a little tiny, nozzle.
Tiny little ding-a-ling down there.
So chirpsing is flirting, of course, for those of you who know that. What about fresh?
Like new? Or, like, or if you get...
As in like
well-dressed. To get fresh.
P-Flax is looking fresh.
Oh, he's looking good. He's well-dressed in it.
What is cotch?
Oh, that's your... House, I think.
Apparently it's to sit and chill.
Oh, right. Cotch. Okay. I'm thinking of crib. Oh.
Back at the crib.
Some of these are very... I guess it's easy to overlap this with like American kind of slang.
Yeah, but like
it?
Some of it, like, mate, just cotch. Would, like if you said that to someone, would that mean just sit? Like, it's difficult because London slang, especially the more modern London slang, doesn't seem to have any origin in other words. Like peng, I don't know where that's come from. Or what it's related to, out of context, you could have. There's no way of guessing. Other than
I've heard that a few times. People use that.
Barry, like, mainly, I'd guess. That's,
yeah. What about? I haven't heard this. What's tonk? Someone who you would describe as tonk or
very buff,
someone who
like
is tonk.
A big, strong person.
Yeah, a muscular person.
Right. Like,
what
hench.
About if you got taxed or you taxed someone?
You got mugged?
I guess you steal from them. Yeah.
Jeez. Jeez.
The other one I've obviously had a lot of is tune.
Right, tune. Yeah, that's like a
tune.
A good song.
What else have we got? There's loads of.
See, I didn't actually grow up in London, so much of this slang.
Yeah.
Way before.
And the thing is, like, some of it, some of the slang could be newer as well, right? And some of it sounds newer. So it's like maybe a bit sort of like, you know, like all of the Twitch things that, like, we don't understand,
right.
Like pee-pee hands and
there's
all
three
those ones.
Here. There's three here, which I'll give you a clue. Two of them to do with dating. One is link. Can you guess what that is?
Is that like exchange numbers?
It's to hook up with someone.
Oh.
Like link up, I guess.
To link body parts in a pleasing manner.
Mm.
I shall link with you. Yes, link with me.
Link completed. Mm.
And then lips.
Well.
What does that mean?
It lips. Could mean anything.
To kiss someone?
Kiss passionately,
right.
Apparently. And lush, obviously.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We all know lush means.
Good looking, but also long. What this isn't to do with...
What about lush is in the context of like somebody who gets like a bit handsy when they're drunk, like a lush?
Yeah, like that.
No?
That would be the old term of a lush
old,
is someone who gets drunk when everybody else is not getting drunk, I think.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, that's something that your Jersey mum might get. Yeah. She's getting a bit lush on the sherry in the port, you know.
That's a different podcast.
What does long mean then?
What does long mean? Well, it means apparently when something involves far too much effort. Oh, that's well long.
Mate, that's long.
Well long, mate.
Oh, well long, mate.
It's going to take too long, I guess. I don't know. I've never heard of these, but
some of these.
Do you know what a crepe is?
Like a pancake.
Like a crepe.
No, no, not like that.
Like a delicious pancake.
Crepe.
It's really bad. It's crap.
It's a shoe.
What?
Yeah. Your crepes. Shoe is your shoes.
What does chief mean?
You just call someone chief, don't you?
Like, yeah. Don't you just call somebody chief? Hey there, chief.
I thought it meant like an unintelligent person. I thought it was like an insult.
How do you get to be chief, Lewis?
Yeah, you don't just get to. Maybe it's his. Born into privilege.
I mean, yeah, it might be privilege,
so
might
about.
Be connections, but he's the chief.
He
you
doesn't
respect
deserve
that.
To be the chief. He's not my chief. Not my chief. Not my chief.
Last one. What about what Butters? What does Butters mean?
Really, really good.
It's got that guy from the kid from South Park, right?
No, it means
he gets
it
picked on a lot.
It's part of a longer one. Butter. Face.
Oh, yeah, she's got a good body but a bad face.
It means it just means ugly.
Right.
Butters.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
that's
used.
Rude.
That's not nice.
It's rude. You might say someone was well butters. Sips his wife's mum.
Jeez.
She's lush and she's butters.
Oh my god, Lewis. You've met her before as well. It's gonna be awkward next time you speak to her.
She's lovely. I think she would appreciate.
I'm not sure she would. I think you've misread that actually, but anyway, let's carry on.
Well, I'm saying she's got a great body, Sips. Okay.
Well, anyway. She listens to this, by the way, you know.
No,
I got
she
her hooked up with
doesn't.
An iPod Nano and
she does not.
iPod Nano. It's gone on shuffle again and it's playing DMX.
What's he gonna give to you?
Why is he gonna give it to me?
He's gonna give it to somebody. Who's he giving it to and
what's
what?
He giving?
I don't want it, X. Thank you.
You can have it back, X.
Why cry, X? Please, no.
Why cry?
All right, well, that's enough Triforce Podcast for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks so much.
See you next week.
Have fun. Stay frosty.
As always, you could new episodes are available every Wednesday on Spotify and other platforms. And we have a Patreon, which you can support if you look it up, where you get the episodes early.
Yes.
Okay, that's all we'll have to say at the end of that. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.